Fallout from the federal government shutdown continues. Unions for federal workers said they will take the matter to court after the budget office pulled the trigger on mass firings of more than 4,000 federal workers. With reporters on Friday, President Trump said there's a method to the reductions in force.
That would be Democrat-oriented because we figure, you know, they started this thing, so they should be Democrat-oriented. It'll be a lot.
The Treasury could lose over 1,400 employees, and Health and Human Services will lose over 1,100. The New York Times is reporting that dozens of employees at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention received RIF notices late Friday, including disease detectives, the entire Washington CDC office, and the staff of the Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report that reports on emerging infectious threats. Amid concerns about the low-income food aid program that supports over 6 million people, White House spokeswoman Caroline Levitt says the government's providing a $300 million infusion using tariff revenues to keep the program running. Jennifer King, Washington.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.